Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the status of ongoing projects with Indianola Municipal Utilities? Let's go in-depth with Tom Gaffigan, General Manager. Tom, what does the Indianola Municipal Utilities do?
Well, the utility provides utility services in the form of electricity and water to the community of Indianola. That's basically our service territory. We're also recently involved in the telecommunications business. We're launching a telecommunications utility, about a $13 million project that includes all the infrastructure and all the equipment we have to buy and the programming we have to procure and pay for and things along that line. And we really started getting into that this past year. We've had intended to launch it late September, early October, but we've run into some challenges in certain parts of the system. Some were weather delays with contractors and things along that line, but things are going really good right now. We're looking forward to the day when instead of just spending money, we'll be able to pull a few dollars in when we're providing these telecommunication services. And the three services we're providing, of course, are internet, high speed. We will also provide landline phone and cable television.
That's quite a shift going from electricity and water to telecommunications. And that's a whole new skill set, I would think.
You know, absolutely. I'd had a similar job to this in Harlan, Iowa, and we also had the natural gas there, in addition to telecommunications, water, and electricity. So I'm relatively familiar with it. This is really a unique partnership, too, because we don't have a head end of our own, that being the satellite dishes and things along that line, but we were actually taking head end services from another municipal utility, which is Cedar Falls Utilities. They have a head end up there. We've invested in it along with Bellevue, Iowa. And there's a couple more. Waverly is now involved in it. And what we are able to do, instead of spending $1 million or more dollars on our own head end, we actually procure those services through Cedar Falls, and they transport it down to us.
What was the demand? Why did you want to go that direction? Why did the city want to go that direction?
Well, I wasn't here when that decision was made, but I can pretty much tell you from experience it was made because of a lack of services and availability here in the community. For example, I moved here from Maquoketa, Iowa, bought a brand new home in an existing subdivision. We only have dish TV. We can't get cable TV, we can't get internet connection, and we can't get landline phone services. Now, I have a Verizon cell phone system, of course, but that doesn't do me much good because the reliability for here is not even that great. So we have a lot of places in town where on one side of the street you may have CenturyLink and MediaCom, and on the other, that's not the case. We're providing new services, internet in particular. There's no contracts to sign. There's no limit on bandwidth. We go up to 1 gig, for example, but the amount of data in that is not an issue with us. So, and the pricing, which is public now, is, I think, pretty fair and very enticing. We're just going to fill, and basically we're filling a need. It used to be said that a lot of the communities, the rural communities across the nation, and that's pretty much anybody outside of a major metropolitan area, are not getting the benefits of digital services, and that's one of the items that, particularly in Iowa, municipal utilities have been able to fill.
Well, yeah, it's a need all across rural America, and cities or counties that don't engage in this, their citizens are going to be left behind if there isn't that good, reliable
absolutely,
service.
Absolutely.
And so is this necessary to help grow Indianola, you think?
Well, I think when it comes to economic development, you could make much better choice. The board could not have made a much better choice than to do what is going on right now, and that's installing particularly the broadband services. For businesses, for people who can work from home, for children doing their homework from home, things along that line, it's a plus no matter how you look at it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tom Gaffigan, General Manager of Indianola Municipal Utilities. And I presume there's a wireless component too, because we all need that.
Yes, yep.
But how do you make something like that happen? I mean, there's a process that you had to go through. Can you sort of sketch that out for us?
First of all, there was all the bonding and things that had to be done to get to procure the funds to purchase all the equipment and hire the staff and everything. Then the people that were actually more involved in it than I, Curtis Dean, is a consultant from Smart Source Consulting. He helped quite a bit, along with, again, our staff that we hired, and they started this FiberFan organization, which basically is they did a lot of talking and advertising, and they had these cards. You'd sign up for FiberFan, and that kind of gave us an indication of how many people were interested in it, and it pretty much blossomed from there, and that's been the driving force. It's pretty simple, actually. I would say right now the biggest challenge we have is not getting people interested in signing up for it. It's getting the services out there in time to meet their needs, because there's a lot of people in the community that are very, very excited about this. We have pretty close to 1,000 people that have showed an interest, and we have what's called, we're doing site surveys, where a company called Patriot Communications comes out and sits down with the prospective customer and says, you know, is this what you want? Where would you like us to enter the house and things along that line? And we've got about 650 of those scheduled right now. Again, the thing we're running into is the weather's starting to change on us again, and we're afraid it's going to get cold and the ground will be frozen before we do a lot of what we call drops. Most of the infrastructure, the main lines are in, but now we have to come back and take a line from the main line and run it into the individual home or business.
Is it possible to have a target date where you think you're going to be ready to go, or is the weather too unpredictable?
Well, the target date right now is we look to turn up some internet. We're starting out with internet customers only. We'll start working those in and hooking them up, and then as soon as we are comfortable with those being successful, then we'll move on to the customers with cable TV and telephone needs.
And I presume that there are companies that you're working with that do this all the time.
So yes.
So you didn't need to gear up with all kinds of employees and stuff.
Well,
like that.
We have three technicians, and we have two technical engineering staff and a supervisor. We had to buy a couple trucks, and we had to buy a fiber trailer where you actually fuse the fiber together out in the field. So we had those kinds of expenses. We had to buy head-end equipment and a hut to put it in, which is sitting out here with a lot of the computer's equipment in it. We're installing some of the lines ourselves, but most of the infrastructure has been installed by a company called Excel. And they did the backbone, again, the large parts of the system. And right now we have two contractors in town doing drops. Again, that's the line from the main line to the house or business. And that's one is Telecommunications Construction out of Minnesota. And the other is Bear Communications out of Lawrence, Kansas.
So it sounds like it might take a little bit of time.
Oh, yes.
Still.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're looking into next spring before we get probably a good portion of the customers installed.
Well, it sounds like a remarkable effort to me. And when I heard 1,000, I bet that moves up once people hear about the kinds of service.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We definitely, what we're probably shooting for is around 2,600 to 2,800. That's about a 40% take rate of all the people in town.
Is that common where these kinds of municipalities come?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. When a company called Magella did the actual study of what it would take and how many customers and what kind of services. And they projected a couple different percentages of takes, and I don't have them all committed to memory, but 40% was what you kind of shoot for, and that was our break-even point at that time.
Is there anything else that people should know about this?
Well, I would thank them, first of all, for all their interest. Secondly, I would ask that they have some patience with us. We've had to ask this before, but things are moving a little more slowly than we would like. But we want to roll it out, and you only get one chance at this, I think. It's not like the gas and the water business where we're a monopoly. We're in competition here with Mediacom and with CenturyLink, and we have to provide a good product, and it has to be successful the first time out of the chute.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tom Ganafin, General Manager of Indianola Municipal Utilities. That's with telecommunication end of things. Is there anything happening with water or electric that people should know?
Well, on the electric side, we're pretty much at the end of the year again, and that's when we get an awful lot of requests for electric services, particularly in subdivisions to be put in, so we're pretty busy in that arena. Plus, Again, we're building an approximately $2 million electric line shop out on Iowa, East Iowa Avenue. The water department, they continue to do a lot of work like of street projects. We put a couple lines in this year for that. We've also are getting ready to go out for bids to clean some of our water storage tanks down at the water treatment plant, where you have to go in and you drain these basically big V-shaped vats, I'll say, of the water, and then that you have to go in and sandblast it and get all the old paint and stuff on and resurface the unit so it's in better shape and the rust is gone. And that all has to be done in a relatively clean environment because you can't allow the dust to be floating around in the building and other parts of it because we're still treating water for our citizens.
Now, there's a number of large businesses in Indianola. Are there special things you have to think about to provide them these kinds of services as opposed to the residential customers?
Everybody is residential or industrial or commercial. They're all pretty much tied into reliability, I think, more than anything. And because of these pieces of equipment sitting behind me called a computer or their cell phones or whatever the case might be, a momentary interruption can be a major problem for them. And we pretty much saw that this past June the 28th when we had the heavy storm here and the microblast down by Simpson College that took down a lot of trees and took our lines down for the better part of a day. So I would say reliability is probably the most important thing, no matter what kind of business you're in. And any of our residential customers, if the kids are home doing homework or you're working out of your home or you're just researching from your house, you expect that reliability to be there.
Yeah, if I don't have my computer for half an hour, I'm freaking out.
It seems to be that way.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We're so dependent on that. Anything else people should know?
Not at this time. Nothing I can think of, no.
Is your board and you planning like 10 years in the future, 15, 20? Do you think out that far?
Well, we have a capital plan that goes out about 5 years. One of the things we are doing right now, as I mentioned when we first sat down here in my office a little while ago, was we're looking, we got the new electric line shop coming online. We are in the process of finishing up the old electric line shop that was converted to the telecommunications utility shop. And then we purchased a building, and again, that's long-term benefit to the utility. We purchased a building at 210 West 2nd Avenue. It's got good parking. It's got 3,880 square feet. We're remodeling the inside, and that's going to be our new customer service center. So particularly when you get into the telecom business, you almost triple the level of work that is required with customers one-on-one. This will give us, again, better parking, two different access areas rather than just going to City Hall. And then when we move our customer service center out of City Hall, that provides them some extra space down there that they've been looking for their I want to say health and safety department, but I'm not certain what they're going to use it for, but they'll have more space for things that they need.
Now, how will billing work? Will everybody get the same bill?
We have a separate billing program. We got it through Elation out of Mitchell, South Dakota. That will come in a separate envelope. Just the telecom is separate. Eventually, the bills that we presently send you that say bill for electric, water, and wastewater, and recycling, we will convert that over to this same billing system probably about a year and a half down the road once this telecom system is up and running flawlessly, I like to say. There's some changes there too.
Thanks to Tom Gaffigan for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.